This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Tonight, for the first time, the public sees extensive video of five Memphis police officers in the brutal beating of Tyree Nichols, who died days later. Breaking news, video just released. The police chief says it shows a disregard for life as you hear the 29-year-old victim's agonizing calls for his mother. CBS's Elise Preston's interview with the Nichols family as they call for change.
I would never see my son again. I would never see that smile again.
Memphis and the country reacts. Law enforcement nationwide braces for protests. Nichols' family again pleads for peace. Also tonight, court released video of the attack on Paul Pelosi. How the suspect entered the house, and the moment the police showed up.
Drop the hammer.
Reaction tonight from the former Speaker of the House. Gripping testimony in the murder trial of Alex Murdaugh. New details about the night his wife and son were killed. The deadly shooting outside an Israeli synagogue on this Holocaust Remembrance Day. Massive pileup as the threat of winter weather blankets the country. And a story we all need tonight, on the road, with the enduring love that not even Alzheimer's could break.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening. I'm Major Garrett, in for Nora. Disturbing and horrifying video of the Memphis police beating of Tyree Nichols was just made public. The city waited until this evening to release four different videos after schools were out and people were home from work. All this comes as five officers have been charged with second-degree murder and kidnapping in the death of the 29-year-old father, FedEx worker, and avid photographer. The incident is being compared to the vicious beating of Rodney King by Los Angeles police in 1991. Demonstrations are already underway in the city of Memphis and in cities across the country as security is tight with police departments on alert. President Biden spoke with Tyree Nichols' mother this afternoon to express his condolences. Tonight, he told reporters he is concerned about the potential for violence. We have team coverage tonight from Memphis, starting with CBS's Elise Preston. Elise, good evening.
Good evening to you, Major. The beating has been described as heinous and inhumane. The family of Tyree Nichols says his 6'3", 150-pound frame was terrorized in this assault. We have to warn you, some of these images are very disturbing.
For the first time, we are seeing the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols. What began as a traffic stop quickly turned violent, as captured on multiple videos released tonight by the city of Memphis.
Officers are seen pulling Nichols out of the car.
I'm just trying to go home.
They use pepper spray and deploy a taser during a struggle. Nichols runs from officers. Police took him down again.
Hey, man, give me your hands, bro.
just 80 yards from his mother's house. Then for roughly 3 minutes, officers are seen repeatedly kicking and punching Nichols while he was handcuffed. During the assault, Nichols called out for his mother repeatedly.
Mom!
As Nichols lay on the ground, bloodied and bruised, several minutes go by without any of the officers administering first aid, along with at least two paramedics. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later.
They need to see it. Everyone needs to see what the Memphis Police Department did to my son.
His mother, Rovon Wells, says she couldn't bear to watch the video. She said every night her son drove home for his meal break from his job at FedEx, where he worked for the past 9 months. The 29-year-old had been living with his parents since the pandemic, her name tattooed on his left shoulder.
My son loved me to death, and I loved him to death. We just had a special bond. He was the baby, you know.
The five former Memphis police officers charged are all out of jail on bond. They're facing charges including second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and aggravated kidnapping.
Justice for Tyree Nichols. Justice for Tyree Nichols.
Nichols's family says they are satisfied with the charges, and they are pleading for peaceful protests.
What do you love most about your son? Is that even a fair question?
It's not a fair question because everything about my son I loved. Mm-hmm. But what I loved the most was the way he affected people and the way he touched people.
Now, with the quick firing of the officers, Attorney Crump believes Memphis has set a blueprint in this country. His legal team is calling for a law in Tyree Nichols' name where officers would have to intervene when other officers are committing a crime. A funeral is set for Tyree Nichols next week. Major?
Elise Preston, thank you. With protests and demonstrations starting in cities across the country, police departments are on high alert. CBS's Jeff Pegues spoke with a Memphis police chief who called the officers' actions inhumane.
In the video, the officers showed no mercy, repeatedly beating and tasing Nichols. CBS News has learned that investigators are still searching for more potential video evidence from surveillance cameras in an effort to determine with more certainty what sparked the confrontation with police that led to Tyree Nichols' death. The FBI is involved in the investigation.
What happened in Memphis is obviously tragic. I have seen the video myself, and I will tell you, I was appalled.
Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis says that she could only stomach watching the video once and says she still doesn't understand why the officers went so far.
And it's very puzzling for me that I don't have the information that I need to at least understand what started this. It started at a 10, you know, from the moment they got out of their cars. And that piece I've never seen before.
Across the country, law enforcement has been bracing for the possibility that demonstrations turn violent, beefing up security in several major cities. Officials expect the public to have a range of emotions, just as they did in 1991 when the Rodney King video surfaced.
You know, the similarity for me with Rodney King, and I was an officer back during that time too, that came to mind for me on this video, to me there was a level of groupthink, you know, that there was no one that, you know, isolated themselves or stepped out to say, stop, we got him, or whatever the case is, that's enough.
In one portion of the video, you can hear the officers try to explain why they pulled Nichols over. One of the officers is heard on camera saying that he swerved into oncoming traffic. But right now, investigators looking into this incident tell us that they have seen no evidence thus far as to why Nichols was stopped in the first place. Major.
Jeff Pegues, thank you. Now to California, where we're also getting our very first look at surveillance and police body camera video from last year's attack on Paul Pelosi, husband of then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A San Francisco Superior Court judge ordered release of the video after a coalition of news agencies, including CBS News, argued it should be made public. Here is CBS's Carter Evans.
Police body cameras captured the attack in progress.
What's going on, man?
Paul Pelosi and David DePap both holding onto a hammer.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer. I'm
calling.
We froze the video after DePap swung the hammer. The impact to Pelosi's head occurs out of view. Officers tackle DePap while Pelosi is unconscious and bleeding.
What is your name?
My name is Paul Pelosi.
They arrived just minutes after Pelosi called 911 reporting a man in his bedroom last October.
There's a gentleman here just waiting for my wife to come back.
Pelosi was calm on the call as DePap was listening in.
He says he's a friend, but as I said, I've never...
But you don't know who he is?
No, ma'am.
Home security video shows a man matching DePap's description using a hammer to smash his way in. In custody, he admitted to the break-in.
How did you get in? Like, did you break in?
It was not easy. That is like special.
He told investigators his goal was to find then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, take her hostage, and interrogate her.
If she told the truth, I let her go scot-free.
Right.
If she f***ing lied, that would have been breaking down.
Paul Pelosi underwent surgery for severe head wounds, appearing with his wife at the Kennedy Center Honors in December. At the U.S. Capitol today, Nancy Pelosi said her husband is still recovering.
I have not heard the 911 call. I have not heard the confession. I have not seen the break-in, and I have absolutely no intention of seeing the deadly assault on my husband's life.
Now, David DePap has pleaded not guilty to multiple charges, including attempted murder. He's in custody right now without bail. Now, his defense attorneys call the release of the video a terrible mistake. They're concerned DePap won't be able to get a fair trial. Major?
Carter Evans, thank you. Today, former Vice President Mike Pence made his first public comments on the classified documents found at his home in Indiana earlier this month. Pence says they were inadvertently shipped to his home in the last days of the Trump administration.
Those classified documents should not have been in my personal residence. Mistakes were made. And I take full responsibility.
The discovery came after Pence denied having classified material in his possession while criticizing President Biden for the classified items found at his home and office. Pence is now pledging to cooperate with any investigation into his handling of classified material. There was more gripping testimony today in the double murder trial of Alex Murdoch, the disgraced one-time high-powered South Carolina attorney now accused of murdering his wife and youngest son. We warn you, some of the testimony is disturbing. CBS's Nikki Batiste is at the courthouse.
Alex Murdoch became emotional in court today as jurors heard him describe his dead son to investigators the night of the murders.
My boy over there, I can see. I can see his brain.
An investigator testified that Murdoch told her he had tried to find his son's and wife's pulses at the gruesome scene.
I think I tried to turn Paul over first.
Yet she said he did not have a speck of blood visible on him.
Did you see what appeared to be blood on Alex Murdoch's hands?
I did not.
On his arm?
No.
On his shirt?
None.
On his shorts?
No.
How would you describe his hands?
They were clean.
The defense pushed back.
Did he look like someone had just blown his son's head off, spatter going everywhere?
I can't say that for sure.
Yesterday, the first officer to arrive on the scene testified that when he approached Murdoch, he immediately suggested a possible motive for the killer.
My son was in a boat wreck months back. He's been getting threats. I know that's what it is.
Paul Murdoch was facing felony charges after investigators said he was drunk driving a boat that crashed, killing 19-year-old Mallory Beach in 2019. The defense says there is no evidence and no motive. Murdoch pleaded not guilty. If convicted, he faces up to life in prison. Nikki Batiste, CBS News, Walterboro, South Carolina.
In Israel, at least seven people were killed and three others injured outside a Jerusalem synagogue when a Palestinian gunman opened fire. Hamas did not claim responsibility for the attack, but said the shooting was in retaliation for an Israeli army raid on Thursday in the West Bank that killed nine Palestinians. The gunman in today's attack was shot and killed by police. Turning to the war in Ukraine, there was intense fighting in the east as Russia tries to advance in the key region of Donetsk. Ukraine is hoping to turn the tide, at least eventually, with dozens of advanced battle tanks that were pledged to Ukraine this week by the U.S. and its allies. CBS's Deborah Pata reports about the gratitude of one Ukrainian military officer.
U.S.-supplied HIMARS raining artillery down on Russian positions deep behind enemy lines, commanded by Ukrainian Captain Pavlo Chernyavsky, whom we met near the eastern front lines. Last month, Chernyavsky and his men were honored by President Zelensky for bravery on the battlefield. But to Zelensky's surprise, Chernyavsky handed his medal straight back, asking him to give it to President Biden instead. I wanted to thank him and the U.S., he said. HIMARS have played a huge role in this war. The very next day, on his first trip to Washington since the war began, Zelensky carried out his orders.
Undeserved, but much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the front line, the nimble and highly accurate U.S. HIMARS have proved invaluable.
And if you hadn't received those HIMARS,
the front line would be very different, he told us. President Biden had a gift of his own for the captain, a command coin from the battlefields of Iraq, where his late son Beau had fought. I don't have the words to describe how I feel, Chernyavsky said. But far more important than any number of medals and coins, weapons and rockets, of course, he said. That way, the war would be over quicker. A plea from all the president's men. Deborah Pata, CBS News, Kramatorsk, eastern Ukraine.
Dozens of vehicles collided on a snowy interstate today in the Midwest. The details straight ahead.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Several multi-vehicle crashes were reported today on a snowy interstate in Wisconsin. One pileup near the Illinois state line involving dozens of vehicles sent more than 25 people to hospitals. There's more wintry weather to come with frigid temperatures and heavy snow expected this weekend from the northern Rockies to the central plains. Then it heads to the northeast next week. Millions of Americans remember Billy Packer as one of the beloved voices of March Madness. We'll look back on his remarkable career at CBS Sports next. Tonight, our colleagues at CBS Sports and much of the sporting world are mourning the death of college basketball broadcasting legend Billy Packer.
Simon Says Championship.
Packer spent 34 years on Final Four broadcast teams, 27 of them at CBS. Packer was a star player at Wake Forest and went on to become an Emmy Award-winning college hoops analyst. Beloved for his iconic calls, candor, and passion for the game, Billy Packer was 82. On the Road is next with an unbreakable love story you will most definitely want to see.
If you can't watch the CBS Evening News, you can listen. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Finally tonight, CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road to revisit a touching story of true love that blossomed in sickness and in health.
Oh my gosh, let's find the picture.
Peter and Lisa Marshall of Andover, Connecticut are paging through the most memorable day of their lives.
It was unforgettable.
But he's forgotten it.
He has forgotten it. Who's this? It's the saddest part.
Yeah.
Because you want to reminisce and you're alone in the memory. Red-winged blackbird.
As we first reported a couple years ago, Peter was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. Eventually, he not only forgot his wedding day.
He's pretty, isn't he?
He forgot his wife. Lisa became just another nameless caretaker. And yet, a whisper of their love must have remained, because Lisa says all of a sudden, he began courting her, as if they'd just started dating. Until one day, a wedding scene came on TV. Peter pointed to the screen and said, "Let's do it."
And I said, "Do what?" And he pointed again. And I said, "You want to get married?" And he got this grin on his face. And he said, "Yeah." So he fell in love with me again.
Lisa accepted his proposal and staged a wedding for her already husband.
Can't even describe to you how magical it was. He was so present, and it was very touching.
"Peter, you may kiss your bride."
Lisa says Peter hadn't been this lucid in weeks. But it was a Cinderella moment. The clock struck 12, and by the next morning, this wedding, too, was lost to the fog.
Yes.
But Lisa says she fully expected that.
"I'm the one who's going to remember that. And that's going to help me heal later."
Unfortunately, later came. Peter died about a year ago. Lisa is now advocating for other Alzheimer's patients and their families. She has also written a book called Oh, Hello, Alzheimer's.
I wanted people to understand the devastation of the disease. But mostly I want people to continue to find joy and really focus on being present with their loved ones.
Do that, and Lisa says Alzheimer's will never defeat you. It'll just make your love all the more invincible. Steve Hartman on the road in Andover, Connecticut.
One lesson, listen for that whisper. That is tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Major Garrett. Good night.
Original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.